Chapter 6. A Slave's Gold. One day the star child came to a city. As he was asking people if they had seen his mother, an old magician came along. The magician took the boy to his house. He fed him rotten food and dirty water. Then he locked him in the basement. The next day, the magician returned. He told the boy about 3 pieces of gold that were in the forest. 1 white piece, 1 yellow, and the last red.
"Bring me the piece of white gold this evening," said the magician, "or I will beat you."
The star child set off for the forest. From the outside, the forest looked beautiful. It seemed to be full of singing birds and sweet-smelling flowers. When he got into the forest, however, it was full of thorns and thistles that cut him. It was full of prickly bushes that caught on his clothes and tore his skin. He looked all day for the piece of white gold, but he could not find it. When the sun started to set, he headed back to the magician. He was sad and disappointed because he had not found the gold. Near the edge of the woods, he heard a cry of pain. There was a hare caught in a trap. Forgetting his pain, the boy set the hare free.
"I am a slave now," said the star child, "but I will give you your freedom."
Thankful for his freedom, the hare asked what he could do for the boy. The boy told him about his search for the gold.
"Come with me," said the hare. "I know where the gold is."
He led the boy to the gold. The boy took the gold and returned to the city. Near the city, the star child met a sick old beggar.
"Give me some money, or I will starve," cried the beggar.
"I only have this 1 piece of gold," replied the star child.
"Please help me," begged the man.
Knowing the man would die without food, the boy gave the gold to him. He knew what would happen when he returned to the magician. When he told the magician he did not have the gold, the evil man beat him.